We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 6-7 lines from the top, Tanan Hosam, almost at the end of the parak. Tanan Hosam, into the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Masechtas Gittin. Ha-pa'utois mecham mekach u-memkaram memkar b'metaltim. That means even though we know only a godol could do transactions, because only a godol could sit a bardas midin taira, but Madarabanon, they were misakin that Pu'utois, which is a certain age, it's like 9, 8, 9, after that, they're smart enough to sell things. So by Metaltlim, their Mekach is a Mekach, their purchase is a purchase, and the sale is a sale. Not by Karka, but Karka needs much more astuteness, if that's a word, to sell. But for Metaltlim, they could sell, it's a Dindarabanon. That's the Mishnah says in Masechtas Gittin. Amar Raphram says, Lo Yishonol She'in Shom Apotropos. The only time we allow children to sell things is if there's no apotropos, agent overseeing the estate. Av Yesh Shom Apotropos, Ein Mecha Mekach, Ve'ein Memker Memker. But if there's apotropos there, then they have no right to sell anything. Even though that's what the apotropos do, also to sell things to buy food. But still, since it's apotropos, the putois have no right to sell. Mimai, what's the raya? Mediktani, eimaisek tanaklom, because it says in our Mishnah that bemedvar murim begdaila. Avaktani, eimaisek tanaklom, talking about there in our Mishnah, where the father, before he died, he gave money to a shlish and told the person to buy properties with this money, and the daughter will eat the peiros, and then when she gets married, her husband will eat the peiros. So it says there, if the daughter wants to give it to her husband, if it works, doesn't work. So the Gemara says that's only by a gedola. By ktana, ein ma'isek tana klum. So you see that we have apotropos, ein ma'isek tana klum. V'dilma hechadika shlish shiny. Don't bring a raya from there to every apotropos. Maybe if there's a shlish, it's different, because a shlish, his job is to sell. The father told the shlish, you sell, and therefore it's his job. So that's why there you can't aim at that clone. But here, apotropos, his job wasn't specifically to buy things with the money. He's still my agent over the whole thing. So it's not a riot from that case of shlish to every case of apotropos that got a putux. So
do you understand what
karka? Mishnah, my a specific case where you gave money, you left the money to the shlish, told maybe to buy a karka. You left money by them. So there, it's not a raya that now putas can't do anything. That's the Mar's kasha. The Mar's kasha, there, the shlish has a specific job. Apotropos is not a specific job. It was Stam, he's the overseer over the estate. So the Mar's saying now, putas can't sell when you have an overseer. The raya was from this Mishnah. And the kasha is, that's not really a direct raya because it's a little bit different. Like you're saying also, but it's a different raya because there, the shlish has a specific job. Mashiach and Apotropos didn't. Like Rashi says, Shani Hakadika Shlish and Stalish Lakah, U Pirshloy Mayasabam, and he's a farshu do of Apotropos, in a last Torah, whatever you need. So maybe if the Buddha is sold, that's what he would do anyway, so it's not a Shinu mitzvah from the mitzvah Sameis. Like upon him, so maybe Dama Hakadika Shlish, Shani. So Mar says, no, MK, listen, Avabaktano, Yasa Shlishma Shlishish Biyada. It should have said, Avabaktano, the Shlish does what he has to do. My in my sekatana klum. What's lost in my sektana klum? Shma mina, feel about it's mashma. Even ba'alma, the ain my sektana klum. That's the ain my sektana klum. Al kaponim. That's what comes out from our Gemara. That's what Rav was learning from our Mishnah. That when you have apotropos, the putas don't have a right. I just want to speak out one thing that we have this idea of mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. So you could learn mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis means, like, you know, it's a mitzvah to listen to the meis. So the halacha would be then, let's say the meis says that I want you know, not to eat gebraks. So maybe mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, you can't do that. But the way in Tosfos is that mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is a mamlus digadin. It's like a matnas shchimrai type of din. It's kubis din dafka by mamlin. And that's when our sugya were handling mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis is really a din, a mamlus digadin. It's not dafka like a mitzvah to listen to the meis. Hadrin aloch. Perek Metzias Isha Beli Neder for those that finished it. Now we start a brand new Perek Amadir. A lot of this Perek will handle different Nedarim Diga Halachas and other things. We'll start off with the Nedarim. Zok the Mishnah. Hamadir is Ishtoi Milahoni Sloi. So the Halacha is like this. If someone makes a Neder that his wife can't have enough of him, and now His wife not going to have anything to eat because he's supplying his wife with mezainis, with food, and he made a neder that his wife can't be nana from him. So ad lamed yoyim, for 30 days, yamed parnas. we appoint someone to support her, and we'll see how we do that, because he can't make him a shliach, because then he's giving hana. But we'll see. You make up, you get a parnas to give her food. Yes, to mekan. After 30 days, you have to give a get, and we'll see what the why 30 days. After 30 days, you give her a get, and you give her a ksuba, and that's it. You can't stay married. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, be Yisrael chodesh echad yikayim. 1 month, you'll be mekayim. V'shnayim yoytziv yitekzuba, and by the second month, and the Rashi of the Rukama speaks out. 1 day into the second month already, yoytziv yitekzuba. Very similar to the Tanakama, but he's mechalik by koyin. By a koyin, give it 2 months. Shnayim yikayim for 2 months. Try to last it out with the parnes. V'shloisha, in the third month, yoytziv yitekzuba. Why by a koyin to get an extra month? The halacha is that a koyin, after he divorces a wife, he can't take her back because a koyin is now married a grusha. So by a kohen, it's much of a finality if he divorces his wife. So we don't want to do it so fast. Take it easy. So we give it 2 months to see if he can manage with a partner. Now, what? He doesn't want to be matanada. He can't force him. Matanada has to be zavoran das. He can't force him to matanada. Hey matanada, what a pesach. You know what matanada means? He can't just matanada. He can't just say mutar anada. The only way that is, you say a pesach. If you would have known this happened, you wouldn't have said. He says, no, I still would have made an edda. I don't like her. Whatever it is, so you can't do that. So this is where you can't be matan edda. But Rashi has a question that, what about Hanas Tashmisha? He said his wife can't be netta from him. So, L'chaira, what about Hanas Tashmisha? That you can't have a partner for. So what happened to that thing? What? Only a week or two, yes. So how do you manage 30 days then? So it says over 30 days, Yamit Parnas. If it's Chal and Tashmish, what's going on over here? That's Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi says it's not Chal because he's Meshubid. He's Meshubid to her in Tashmish. And we'll see, the Gemara will ask, I am Meshubid in Mezonis also. But Rashi answers that here is Meshubid and therefore it's not Chal. Tosfos has a few Kashas on that. And he says that who said Rashi's right, that word Melahonis Loi means Tashmish also. It only means Mezonis. That's what Tosfos says. And the Tosfos Devar Maskal Amada, a farish bring a tam, yelo honis loy le mashba ela anos mezainis. And therefore, Rashi's kasha doesn't start. So the question is, what's pshat in Tosfos? Well, why taka is a lohonis loy le mashba mezainis? Zok to Tosfos Rosh, pshat is that by tashas they're both nena. If they're both nena, it's not lohonis loy. That's not called lohonis loy. Masha inki by mezainis, there it's only to lohonis loy, that's only a direct anof to her, so there it passes this loshim. Come on, that's two truths in why we're not handling anos tashas yet. If you make an edda that your wife should not eat one of the peiros, let's say she can't eat apples, then you should give a ksuba miyad. We'll see tomorrow why you give a ksuba, why you give a get miyad. What? Oh, so good question. How can you do that? Bishlam to my hennis for me, saying everything I have is also done to you. How do you ask an apple on her? So Rashi really responds the question. So Rashi says, what happened was she made an edda and you were mekayim it. And you were mekayim. You should have been made for it. You were mekayim. The halacha is that a husband could be made for nedarim that are inu nefesh. And here, this is inu nefesh, so which means it's pain for her. And he could have been made for it. He was mekayim. Then the halacha is you yitzvi t'ksuba. We'll see again in the Gemara. Why should he give a ksuba? Then it's her fault. We'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, be Yisrael yoyim echad yekayim shnayim yitzvi ksuba. One day yekayim, next day right away you give a ksuba. Uvekayim. Yishnayim Mikayim Stoish Vitnik Suba. By a coin, give it 2 days before you give the get. Hamadas Ishish Kash, the Rakhat Kolaminim. If you make an edda that your wife should not use one of a certain type of makeup or besamim or perfume, Rakhat Kolaminim, you eat Vitnik Suba. You give a ksuba. Again, this was a case where we had to be a case. She made an edda and you were Mikayim it. So the halacha is right away, you eat Vitnik Suba. Basically, says it all depends. Basically, Baniya is Shlinosan Kitzva, Baniya is Shlinosan Kitzva. Baya Ani. If she's a niya, so then as long as there's no kitzva to the neder, let's say for this besamim, it's forever. Then you give a get right away. But if there's a kitzva, so then we let them stay married because maisa is a kitzva and she doesn't use it often. So therefore, the halacha is that you have to give a get. And the Gemara's explain what's called in the kitzva, what's called kitzva. The Gemara's explain that. Uva shirus shloishim yom and by a wealthy woman is 30 days. So he argues on Tanakama. Tanakama says, Yetzvi Yitim Ksuba Miyad. Rei says it depends. By a Niya, there's a certain amount of days, we'll see in the Gemara. And by a wealthy lady, it's 30 days. So now the Gemara is going to discuss this question that we mentioned a little bit. Agav in the Mishnah Lechayra, how could the husband make a neder to ask his nechosim to supply mezainis to his wife? There's a shibud, there's a locha, the chiyuv that he has to give his wife mezainis, and a neder should not be chal. Writing Gemara Kasha, given the meshubud law, hechi motzi ma'adu law. If since he's meshubud, how was he allowed? How could he make a neder? Kol kamin and mafkel shibuday. Could he be mafkel a shibud? I'll show you that. But it says in the Mishnah that if an isha says koinim she'ini ois laficha, if an isha says I don't want to work, I don't want my wages going, my wages are osur bahanot to my husband, ain't it's oracle offer. You don't have to make for it. The husband has to make for it. Not chal the neder. Why not? Because since she chayiv might say that to her husband, it can't be chal the neder. Since she is mishubah to him in this case, so therefore she can't make an edda. Hakanami here also, since he is mishubah from his oinus, keep mishubah law called lav kamin and mafkel shibudah. He can't be mafkel shibud. So the question is, Chayra, if he has a chiyuv mizoynus, how in the world could he make an edda? So Gemara says, Ela metoich shiyach aloy malah tzi ma'isa dechem zanei secha. Our Gemara is mechadish that he could tell his wife, look, you're working. Take your money from your wages. Instead of giving it to me and I'm giving you mezainis, take your money and use it for mezainis. Then you could say that. Now, I have a stammer question. I'm not going to answer this question. We know as machlokes, if the chiyuv mezainis of the husband, is it madaraisa or madarabanon? On one side, it's darabanon, that since he's getting a ma'isa yedeha, or maybe darabanon masakum mezainis, but it's a takara darabanon, or it's a daraisa, it's the she'er ksus v'oina, she'er could mean mezainis. Or oinim is mezainis, and I'll explain tomorrow before. Vayanachav harayvecha, oinim is mezainis. So if it's the raisa, you could say this also. So it sounds like in the Gemara you could, because the raif mrash, you're going to call the money on the raisa here. So you have to say the pshat is that the chiyuv mezainis is to make sure your wife has mezainis. But if she's making money, you tell her, you know, yeah, this is for you. Use your money for the mezainis. That's part of your responsibility. You have to make sure she has mezainis. Like upon him, so the Gemara is saying like this, Ayat Meshuvah, says, since you could say, Tzi Ba'isidach Mezainisecha, Na'asa, it's like, Ka'imelo, Tzi Ma'isidach Mezainisecha. It's like you said, here, take your Ma'isidach for your mezainis. So that's the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that's not a problem of Meshuvah law, because it's like you said, use your own Ma'isidach for mezainis, and therefore it's Chal. Frank the Gemara, V'misla hod Rav Huna Rav, Gemara is a Catholic this. If you hold Rav Huna Rav, then Huna is the opposite case. The Amar of Huna Rav, Yechol Yishu Shtayim Al Bayla, Yishu could tell her husband, Ain't mezainis, don't give me mezainis, V'ain Oysa, and I'm not going to give you my Ma'isidachim. Koinim Shani Oysa Laficha, Ma'ayin Sharkla Ofer. You tell me now, that I can make another why, because it's such a concept of tzi ma'is dechem zayin sechas. Even though I didn't say it, but since it's a concept like that, when I make a neder, I'm saying like this: use your ma'is dechem zayin, and therefore it's chal. So l'chayra, the opposite case also. We just had a mish. We just quoted it 2 seconds ago. Koinim shani ayis l'ficha. She can't make a neder on the ma'is dechem. Why not? It's like I'm saying, I don't want mezainis, and my ma'is dechem go to me. Rav Huna says you can say that. So why is it chal? Koinim shani ayis l'ficha. My answer I'll offer. What's the pshat? You don't say nasa. You didn't say it. Someone says you're right. Eloi teima nasa. Elo, our mishnah is discussing a case. But the case was you said, here, Isha, your ma'isi yedeha will pay for your mezainis, and you cannot be make a neder. You can't be neder for my stuff. That's the case of our mishnah. Break the Gemara, if that's the case, so why is he getting making a partners here? Yeah, okay, partners lama law. What do you need a partners for? We have everything worked out. Everything Gemara below Safka, because there was not enough her wages did not cover her mezainis. And then he's mechuyev for mezainis. Then he's mechuyev still for mezainis. Side the right, side the right one, he's mechuyev mezainis. It's not enough. So that's why you need a partners. Break the Gemara, that's back shver. If below Safka, how the kushul dochte, how is not the chal? You're meshubed. So like, what's going on here? Like, if she has enough mezainis, no problem. You don't need partners. If there's not enough mezainis, you need a partners. So the neder was never chal. You're meshuvet. So what's going on? Umar Avashi, misapekas advarim gedolim, veini misapekas advarim ktanim. She has enough ma'isa there, enough wages to cover the ma'isa the advarim gedolim and not advarim ktanim. What is advarim gedolim advarim ktanim? Zok the Rashi in Kisviyad. Dvarim gedolim are kegoyim lechem ubasar v'yayin. That's the big stuff. The small stuff is peiros v'shemen, means fruits and oil, v'shar dvarim ktanim. So she has enough money for the meat and potatoes, but not for the salad. That she doesn't have enough for. So hani dvarim ktanim hekadami. So we're saying like that. So therefore, you need a parnis dvarim ktanim, but that is chalas. The more soul doesn't stand. What's pshat? Hani dvarim ktanim hekadami. Either gilabahu, if that's something she's used to, her gilabahu, and yim shubah then. If it's something that her family, she is used to it, halacha, you gotta supply her with that. So there's not, that is not chal. Be loy regila b'hu, then parnas lonely. We need a parnas. Again, same kasha. Loy tzricha, the case like this. The regila b'inasha. She was used to it in her father's house. Become a galgala b'hadei. And l'mayis, when she got married, she was meichel this extra. To amra lei, ada idno, which means that she is so happy to be married to this fellow. She says, you know what? I don't need this extra stuff. I don't need the salad. I'm good. But now, Darmalay, Ada in the Loy Dartum, till now that you didn't make a neder, Gal Galina Bahadoch. I was willing to forego my right to my Dvaram Katanim. Hashto da Dartum, now that you made a neder, Loimitzina the Gal Gabadoch. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like Tosfos speaks out that she was not Meichel Adas to make a neder, and therefore he is Meshubah now. Meshubah back to has a neder chal. Tosfos says, if Shas the neder, she was still in the Mechila state. So the neder is chal. Once the neder is chal, now she can't get these dvarim ketanim, but she says, now I'm not happy. I want it now. And therefore, he has to supply her with a parnis, someone to give her food. That's what Tosfos explains. So the Gemara says, so why 30 days? What's special about 30 days? Ad lamadyoim lo shami ba inchi. Lo zila ba milsa. Tvei, shami inchi ba zila milsa. Until 30 days, and she's getting the food, she can handle it. So there, because no one hears about it. But once people hear about it, so then already she's very embarrassed and she's not happy anymore. That she has to get food through a parnes, that's already, it's not a shmak. Everyone knows now that her husband made a neder, Kenegeter, and that she doesn't like already. That's Zila Bar Milsa, Rashi Kesviyad, Liyos Tomid Muderes Hana. She can't handle that. You know, good, I'm getting my food, but still, she doesn't want to be in a matziv where she feels like a second-class citizen over here, and she has a Isser Hana on her.